we've been getting lots of advice from various people. We've trained with the Wildcats. We've done some Pilates. We've been to check on the progress of repairs to our pedalo. And we're joined in the studio by somebody else who hopefully can give us some advice this morning.
Well, John Platt got in touch. Was it Twitter, John?
I think it was Twitter.
He tweeted us at Catherine Leeds, at A Popey. Mm-hmm. You did it. Well, tell us how you did it exactly.
Okay, well, yeah, basically there was about 10 of us to start with, and we kayaked from Liverpool to Goole. So we used the Leeds-Liverpool Canal for the majority of the journey, obviously going through to Leeds and then carrying on the Erin Calder afterwards. So, but we did it in kayaks, which is probably a bit more sensible and easier than what,
not what you're doing. Not what we wanted to hear.
How hard was it then to kayak it?
It was very difficult. Most of us are novice kayakers, so you know we'd only had really the training that we'd had beforehand. We didn't have any previous kind of experience, so it was a very difficult thing to do. But as well as the physical difficulties, it was quite difficult mentally as well, you know.
In what way?
Well, because obviously you're doing it in March, the same time of year as what we did it. I think the limitations in the amount of, you know, distance that you can travel in the daylight that's available was a bit of a pressure, so you feel like you've got to just keep going all day. You know, you couldn't take, well, we couldn't take many breaks for you know, like tea and coffee, that type of thing, just to chill out for a bit.
I'm gonna get one of those, you know, those like American hats where they have the two straws going just like on Stella on tap or something.
I look forward to seeing that. So you, how long was your trip then, because you say you went all the way over to Goole?
Yeah,
and how long did it take?
It took us 7 days. So we did do it in quite a short time, I think. Yeah. But we averaged at a faster speed than you guys, because I think yours is about 2 miles per hour,
is it? Yes, it is, Johnny.
Yeah, we were averaging at about 3 to 4, depending on, you know, how good we were feeling on the day. So,
what time did you start then in the morning?
We had to get up as soon as it was dawn. So we got up at about 5:30 every morning. Had a bit of breakfast and usually got back on the water for about 6.
5:30, that's a lie.
I was going to say, for you, that's great, isn't it? Being the breakfast queen.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
And in terms of sort of physically, obviously for you it was arms, for us it will be legs, but physically, how did you keep going with that repetition all day?
Yeah, at first it was quite painful. Obviously, with kayaking, it is slightly different because you use your legs as well, because you have foot braces in the boat, so you actually use your entire body to create the paddling motion. But it was, you know, you got fatigued quite easily at the start, but after a couple of days, once your body kind of got used to the movements, you know, you just forgot you were doing it, really, and just it came automatically, I suppose.
Oh, that gives me a bit of hope. Yeah. Dangers to watch out for, obviously the locks we have to negotiate.
Yeah.
Swans.
Yes, I mentioned to you about swans on Twitter. We never ever thought about it. And then on the first day, we met some guys in Liverpool who'd actually done it in a kayak as well. And they said that they'd had serious problems with the swans. And one of the blokes actually had his ribs broke by one.
Oh God, why? Do they-